There's a wall between us and a river so we keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. Full of silence and it can't go on. Break the distance between you and there's a list of 100 miles long. There's a cold of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watts and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on December 4th, 2009. For the newcomers, look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com website. You'll see all the other sites I have available for downloads. Always remember the Alan Watts Sentinel.eu site. It's a European site, has all the same audios as the rest, but it has addition of transcripts for download and print up. And remember, too, that you keep me going, and you'll see on the sites how to do it, cuttingthroughmatrix.com. You can buy the things I have for sale or donate to me. And I won't go into this in detail because, to be honest with you, I'm going down. No one's donating at all. I don't think it's just Christmas, because generally Christmas time, that's when orders come in. So this may be a sign to me that it's time to wane out, as they say. Now, for those who get the disc burned and passed around to them, you can also get in touch with me too. And you can get in touch with me at Alan Watt, Site 41, Box 4, Astaire, Ontario, Canada. And the postal code is P, as in Peter, 3, E as in Elizabeth, 4, N as in Nora, 1. And it's interesting to go into the topics that become popular, because all topics eventually that were given are meant to become popular. And that's when you realize you're in the thick of a battle. They only become popular when the big plays are going on at the top levels. And at the moment, there's a global warming. It's interesting that it comes to a head, and so much is exposed just a couple of weeks before the world is to basically be signed under a new priesthood of the global warming scientists, basically, and the cartels that are backing them up. And we've got to be very, very careful of what's really supposed to come out of this. It isn't just to do with money for scientists who are certainly benefiting like never before from a theory, but it's also a religion and a cause, a social cause. It's a substitute to bring the world under a world of socialism, where scientists of all kinds will be the front men that will give us theories on behalf of those that are their masters and how to guide the world. They couldn't do it through communism. They've had a hard time through socialism as it presently stands. So they're bringing it out under a new guise. And that's really what the warming's about. When you go into the writings of people like Maurice Strong and these guys from way, way back, you see how Maurice Strong was picked up, in fact, by Rockefeller when he was a youngster, and groomed for his position, and really became a technocrat. And that's what Carl Quigley called these people, like the Brzezinskis and the Kissingers, the Maurice Strongs. They're technocrats. They work behind the scenes. Quigley said they have more power than any politician, prime minister, or president. They know it. They don't get the public applause, but they do the real work. What they do is go around talking at world meetings. Organizations are started all over the world, and they become the prime speakers to promote causes. Back with more after this break.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293. And be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watts and this is Cutting Through Matrix, just talking about how big things are presented to the public at the last moment, as always. And many powers come into play, different sides of different things, but very often too it's different sides of the same thing, or in the same boat, you might say. Because it's like when they push up the gas prices, the gasoline prices, by some 20 cents a litre in Canada, for instance. That's not unknown to happen here quite often. And sometimes more than 20 cents, 30, 40 cents has been it sometimes. And then they drop it down by 10 or 15, and people breathe a sigh of relief, thinking, oh, thank God, you know. But they're still paying way too much more than they did before the price increase. But that's how human psychology works, and they know this at the top, and in marketing too. Well, it's the same thing when big ploys come into play, the top political ploys, especially on a global agenda now, as we see, because everything now is global. And we've been going through the birth pangs for years and years and years of this global agenda to bring the world under one system. And it was decided at the time, decided by a combination of people in the Royal Institute of International Affairs and CFR, and many of them were communists. Didn't matter, as Quigley said, if you're communist, socialist, whatever, they'd accept you. And even dictators got into it as members. They didn't care, as long as they get everybody on board with the same agenda. But they all agreed they wanted a controlled society, a society where reason would come to the fore instead of religion, although they would create a religion to guide the people through into the beginnings of it, a sort of earth-based religion, as we well know now. And that came out at later discussions and international discussions. Gorbachev himself said we have to create an Earth-type religion to bring the people into this plan and to get them to accept it. But the same thing will probably come out of Copenhagen, where they're pushing for incredible reductions on all energy output. That's really how they're figuring this strange equation, energy output, or energy being used into carbon and all this kind of stuff. This is as good an excuse as any to get what they want to happen. But the cost to the general public is to be incredible, but it's also to bring us into a deeper crisis where they'll say, with the bank, the pre-planned bank collapses and everything else and the bailouts, and all tie in together as we get poorer and poorer, they'll tell us there's got to be another way. Well, of course, the other way was already tabled on the books a long time ago, and out it will come after getting dusted off, and they'll give us this new combination of socialism and capitalism, where massive bureaucracies and government departments will run every facet of the individual's lives. Plus, and I'm kidding you not, one of their main goals is to bring down drastically the amounts of human beings on the planet, especially the types that they think are now obsolete, which is anything beneath themselves at the top. The useless eaters, as Lord Bertrand Russell called them, because they knew that in a post-industrial society where China was planned to be set up as a manufacturer for the planet, you'd have all these people still consuming and eating and all the rest of it, taking away the resources of what should rightfully be the elites, the ones who are more evolved than all the rest, so that they and their children can go off into some brave new world scenario or off into the stars and all this kind of stuff. So we've got to be careful when we see the big fights going on. It's excellent that so much stuff has been exposed, but don't hold your breath, because these guys are not going to stop now and say, yeah, we did it, we conned you all, please forgive us. That's not going to happen. The agenda's too big. So many of it is already implemented through governmental bills and laws and regulations. They have climate councillors on pretty well every government department now, just appointed there as advisors. So they're not going to just give up an old plan because a few of their people were caught scamming and fudging all the figures. It's too important for that, and so much money is involved, and plus they've got a whole new system of taxes and a whole new stock market on carbon trading to benefit from too. They're not going to just let this pass away. So don't believe that suddenly you're going to get them coming onto their knees and admitting they were wrong and asking for forgiveness. That will not happen. Will not happen. And what might do at this Copenhagen meeting is exactly like the con trick with the gasoline charges. They'll say, well, we're going to do this and tax you 40% on everything you purchase, but we decided actually to do it as starting off at 5 or 10%. On every item. It'll be something like that they'll come out with. And we'll all say, oh, thank God. And then he can go on and up it the next time they meet with amendments. That's how it works in the real world. As I say, even before the Club of Rome came up with the idea, when they were given the job of finding a way to unite the whole planet under a threat scenario, like a war-type scenario with a common enemy, even before that, going back into the late 1800s, they were talking about catastrophes, man-made catastrophes, and what happens if the ordinary folk breed out of hand, as they said. We find people who are propagandists for the big institutes, the royal institutes, in World War One, at the end of World War One, saying, well, we haven't killed enough off, meaning all the millions that got killed off in World War One, slaughtering each other. They said, not enough have died, and the folk haven't given up their sovereignty, so we've got to have another war. So they did have another war, and at the end of that, he said, we'll need another one, he said. Folks still weren't giving up their sovereignty. This is an agenda, an old agenda, and how would you get folk to stop breeding, and how would you get volunteers coming forward to be sterilized? Well, you can do it starting off with mainly industrialized nations, or say deindustrialized but first world nations, as I like to call us now, by teaching a religion in school and having youngsters offer themselves to be sterilized to save the planet. And we've already read articles on the show where youngsters have actually come forward and said just that, because they've been teaching this religion, and it's a religion that they had to create. That's what Gorbachev said, because it must tie it in with a religion based on a form of earth worship. But of course, the scientists are the new priests that come out and try to convince us of its factuality as well. So that's what they've been doing, basically. They've already started long years ago brainwashing the children. The money sector is already highly involved, have been for years. I noticed the Department of Energy for Britain, or the UK, is now called the Department of Energy and Climate Change. So that tells you it's a rather permanent thing. And I think most other countries are pretty well the same. All this was done covertly, quietly, when we were distracted with other crises that they gave us to look at. And that's how, again, they become forward. They always create so many crises and distract us into other things, while they really move ahead behind the scenes, sometimes openly, but never mentioned by the media. And the only reason the media is making a big deal out of it now is because it's good news, and they know themselves that the Copenhagen Treaty is pretty well signed, because they signed the precursors to the treaty already 6 months ago. I read about that last night. So it's a done deal. This article here confirms some of the things I put out years ago on the First Global Revolution, the book put out by the founders of the Club of Rome. It was printed in 1991, but in the book they mentioned that it was the early 70s, I think 72, they came up with the idea, because they were given the task to find a reason to unite the world. They came up with the need to find out a reason that the public would believe to come together and sacrifice themselves, as in a time of war. This is what they said. This is what they said here from the book. And this was in Time magazine, April 1977, the First Global Revolution. The need for enemies seems to be a common historical factor. I'm talking about governments. Some states have striven to overcome domestic failure and internal contradictions by blaming external enemies. The ploy of finding a scapegoat is as old as mankind itself. When things become too difficult at home, divert attention to adventure abroad. Bring the divided nation together to face an outside enemy, either a real one or else one invented for the purpose. That's page 71 of the First Global Revolution. One invented for the purpose. And then they go on, because remember, their task was to find a way to unite humanity by looking at all these factors that brought humanity together, generally under warfare scenarios. And they said this: in searching for a common enemy against whom we can unite, we came up with the idea, I'll repeat that for the harder thinking, that pollution, the threat of global warming, water shortages, famine, and the like would fit the bill. This is their words on page 75 of their book. In their totality and their interactions, these phenomena do constitute a common threat which must be confronted by everyone together, because they already had this as an idea behind the scenes. But in designating these dangers as the enemy, we fall into the trap which we have already warned readers about, namely mistaking symptoms for causes. All these dangers are caused by human intervention in natural processes, and it's only through changed attitudes and behavior that they can be overcome. The real enemy, then, is humanity itself. That's on page 75 of the First Global Revolution. And that's only one part of one book, of one major think tank that works for the United Nations, that has the IPCC, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. But these are the guys who came up with the idea for them. I'll be back with more after these messages.
is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. I like that wailing guitar because that's how I sometimes feel, like wailing. But as I say, this whole build-up has been massive. Incredible money went into creating, over the last 60 years, the idea that science should eventually take over, where general politicians and parties and so on would leave off, because they knew darn well that eventually they were blending the Sovietized system, the socialism, with capitalism. It's no surprise to many of us who studied history to see that Sovietization process was completely funded by the Western capitalists, because they had to get an antithesis that brings out the synthesis, which is a combination of the two of them. And if you go into the speeches by Gorbachev at world meetings, and I have some here, we'll read tonight, but he actually goes into that. He says, I won't debate whether capitalism merits more than socialism. He says, we're beyond that. We're global citizens now. And that was also what came out of the Rees Commission, and the Rees Commission was back in the 1950s, a congressional inquiry into the big foundations and why they were funding what appeared to be communist and all the left-wing movements. And these foundations were owned by the biggest bankers and industrialists in the world, and the capitalist world. Then they were told by the CEOs of some of the foundations like Ford that their job was to changed the culture so much in the West, especially in America, that we could eventually blend seamlessly with that of the Soviet Union. Well, that's a fait accompli. It's been done. And the society in the West has been so degraded by Hollywood's and all their own major medias, internal medias. The BBC did a darn good job in Britain of destroying the culture, destroying the morality, destroying everything that bounds a culture together. And that's part of a war process. You must destroy all that was that kept folk together and make them stand up as one, which is a survival instinct. It's a collective survival instinct. Well, you bring in hedonism, exactly as Bertrand Russell said, which create a form of hedonism and narcissistic behavior, then people are interested in themselves alone and they won't bind together. The different things that made communities stick together, such as helping the elderly in their areas and feeding them too, before the need or the created need for social services to take over that, kept folk together. Everyone knew everyone else and helped each other out. I can remember in Britain too, it was hard enough at one point many years ago to get even the rent money together. That was a common thing. They didn't have credit systems for people who didn't own any property. You couldn't get a bank loan. Everything you bought and young married people bought was second hand. And you paid that up on what they called tick. Tick was a you paid so much per week by a guy who came to the door. But there was no credit cards. And often neighbors would help other neighbors. It was very, very common to pay the rent that week. That was Britain before the credit cards were made available to everybody. So they also looked after themselves. They didn't need all the governmental agencies to take care of their areas and their community. Everyone knew each other. It was a necessity. But the whole idea of attacking the culture meant that government agencies would come in and take over all those different functions that families and communities did for themselves. And then those services became authorities. And then the federal agency would back it up by laws on everyone, giving them ultimate authority, which takes all authority and right to do for yourself away from you and yours and your family and your neighborhood and all the rest of it. That's a cultural war. It's an attack on your culture. Well planned, written about again back in the early 1900s. And even you find Stalin talked about it, and before him Lenin as well. That's what they would do by the creation of services that would become authorities. The Washington Times, Friday, December the 4th, says, global warming theology, something I said a long time ago. It's amazing what comes out there eventually. Yet when you think that everyone's ignoring what you're saying, they're not at all. They're taking notes for the future. But it says here, belief in global warming has long had a tinge of theology about it, a form of cultism that adherents and defenders elevate to a holy crusade. Any who questioned the orthodoxy were branded as heretics. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said that climate change skepticism is treason and exhorted that we need to start treating skeptics as traitors. That's a fact, what he said. In 2007, the Weather Channel's Heidi Cullen said that meteorologists who were skeptical of man-made global warming should be decertified. See how tolerant these people are, you know, these liberals? The emails from the University of East Anglia's Climate Research Unit reveal systematic attempts by high priests of this religion to silence scientists who disputed their rigged findings. The purveyors of global warming theology certainly benefited. They enjoyed professional success, received millions of dollars in grants, had influence in policy circles, were invited to international conferences, and found personal validation and fame. Never before had it been sexy to have climate scientists on your resume. And that's true. Who wanted to talk to a weather guy before? Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
I'm Alan Watts, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix, reading an article from Washington Times about global warming theology. But it says here that proper science unlocks secrets, it doesn't create them. The scientific method is a social enterprise and requires openness to function properly. Data must be freely available and methodologies subject to strict scrutiny in order to assess whether results can be verified, reproduced, and subjected to reliability tests. There's no reason to trust any results based on hidden data, and some very good reasons to distrust them. This is the gist of a prospective lawsuit against NASA. You think of NASA, see, all the biggies are involved in this big con. It says this lawsuit against NASA by Christopher C. Horner of the Competitive Enterprise Institute, which calls on the space agency to produce the climate data it has been keeping under wraps. These data are not classified information and should be part of the public record. NASA's stonewalling is suspicious and could augur that another scandal is brewing. Global warming was an academic Ponzi scheme. Its leading proponents were many Madoffs, peddling a vision of global catastrophe to gullible activists, bureaucrats, and policymakers. The vision was so vast, the fears inspired so pervasive, that it seized popular imagination, aided by hucksters like former Vice President Al Gore and his science fiction feature film An Inconvenient Truth. But like any Ponzi scheme, global warming only worked if everyone kept investing and no one looked at the books. Once the truth came out of manipulated findings, phony data, rigged peer review processes and intimidation of skeptics, the scheme began to collapse. Yet even as the edifice comes down, the adherents of the orthodoxy say that there is nothing to see. This is all a distraction from the business at hand, and that there's still no time to lose. And it's true. It's true that even Al Gore today came out and says, oh, panic, 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 we've got to get this Copenhagen Treaty signed, and all the rest of it. But if you think that NASA's not involved, there's far more on NASA out there, too. Far more on NASA. NASA, for instance, has the guy, James Hansen, at the top of it. It says here, NASA's James Hansen and 28 activists arrested protesting mountaintop mining. You think he's just an innocent bystander who's just doing his job for NASA? No, this guy is a true believer in all this stuff, and his job is to help promote the cause, the belief system. And I'll put these links, remember, up in my website at the end of the show. But it says here, it's by Stacey Morford, 23rd of June. 2009, this was. NASA's chief climate scientist, James Hansen, put it all on the line today to call attention to the devastation of mountaintop mining, getting arrested along with actress Daryl Hannah, Rainforest Action Network director Mike Brun, and 26 other activists in a protest at West Virginia's Coal River Valley. The group had led a rally at the Marsh Fork Elementary School in the shadow of a coal silo, then marched 300 yards to a mountaintop mining site run by coal giant Massey Energy. I'm not a politician, he says. I'm a scientist and a citizen, Hansen said from the rally. Politicians may have to advocate for halfway measures if they choose, but it's our responsibility to make sure our representatives feel the full force of citizens who speak for what is right, not what is politically expedient. Mountaintop removal, providing only a small fraction of our energy, should be abolished, he says. Then he goes on and on and on. So, yeah, no wonder they're fudging stuff and hiding stuff at NASA, too, you see. They're all in it, the big boys at the top. Be surprised. And it's not just about saving energy and saving the forest and saving... These guys want most of us off of the face of the planet. They've come out with data and figures of how much they want the world to be reduced by. Of course, they themselves won't be reduced, because they're the elite, they're the scientists, they're better than you. They've got better breeding, better genes, and the proof is in their academic qualifications, you see? But you should all go at the bottom. All you guys, you poor saps out there that fund all this through your taxes, you're the ones that should go. Quite something, quite something. But here's another article here, also from the Washington Times. This is December the 3rd. The fight over global warming signs is about to cross the Atlantic, with a U.S. researcher poised to sue NASA. It's a bit the same one I read before, demanding the release of the same kind of climate data that's landed a leading British center in hot water over charges it skewed its data. And it goes on to Chris Horner, a senior fellow at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, said NASA has refused for 2 years to provide information under the Freedom of Information Act that would show how the agency has shaped its climate data and would explain why the agency has repeatedly had to correct its data going as far back as the 1930s. I assume that there is highly damaging, this is highly damaging, Mr. Horner said. These guys are quite clearly bound and determined not to reveal their internal discussions about this. See, all the data has been fudged, because they had to change all facts to fit the theory and really to fit the belief system, because there's much more riding on it, as I've just said before, than saving energy and sustainability. It's about getting rid of people eventually down the line through more and more and more laws. And that will also supposedly come out of the Copenhagen Treaty in one form or another. Remember that all the big boys, that now own the entire world's food supply, are in on all this kind of stuff. They're all in on it together. So you better think about that. When five giant international corporations pretty well own the entire world's food supply, and have said over and over at the United Nations that food has always been used as a weapon, in the past, and they could use it again. We saw them using food as a weapon on Iraq. They call it embargoes. They don't like calling it starving the people to death. They call it embargoes. They're doing the same thing with Iran now. You think they won't do it on you to get their way? To teach you the big lesson? Boy, those who don't know or read their history tend to repeat it. Ain't that for sure? Now, let's not forget that another part of this whole big puzzle, and that's the war on terror. I call it the war of terror. Our life has been changed completely since 2001. And one of the big boys said that when it happened, right after it happened and the towers were hit, he said, life is never going to be the same again. What did he know that we didn't know? Because for all the incredible bills and laws that were passed across the planet at the same time with the anti-terrorism bills and so on, and the complete surveillance of everyone on the planet, this is much more than an overreaction. This never happened in Pearl Harbor. And supposedly it's a small group of people hiding out in caves in Afghanistan. All this rubbish was trotted out to the general public because, after all, it doesn't matter what you swallow at the time, it's as long as you allow them to get what they want to start rolling on the go. And that's what it was. It was bringing in a whole new world system for the century of change. We must never, ever forget that. A planned society. The global warming is just a part of it, to bring in the planned society. The war on terror is another one. Why did every media across the planet, television media, go to the man and the woman in the street immediately after the towers came down and said, would you give up all your freedoms for security? Every country went into the same act at the same time on their media. Why was that? That was to get it through our idea, our heads. That something we'd never even thought of before. Most folk hadn't even thought about it. Why should you even think about that? Why would you give up all your freedoms for security when, you see, your freedoms are your security? It's your freedoms that protect you from your governments. And they've pretty well taken all our rights away from us. Everyone has been spied on. And they gave us a computer too long ago. And Brzezinski said it before we were given the computer, when he said a new form of communication will be shortly given to the general public to bring in, he says, a common culture across the world and also enable security data to be collected on everyone. That was in one of his books back in the 70s, early 70s. And what's happened since then? Here we are, all using the darn thing, and folk are putting everything up and sending emails about personal things to everyone else, and it's all been collected. And they know that now, and guess what? They don't care. This article is from Wired.com. It says, Yahoo, Verizon, our spy capabilities would shock, confuse consumers. December the 1st, 2009. Want to know how much phone companies and internet service providers charge to funnel your private communications or records to U.S. law enforcement and spy agencies. This goes for every other country as well. And we're all told recently, too, that, oh, they're so reluctant to have to turn over all your data to the agencies when asked. Well, they never mentioned they were getting paid big bucks for it. But this article here talks about that. That's the question muckraker and Indiana University graduate student Christopher Sagoen asked. He asked all agencies when the Department of Justice, under a Freedom of Information Act request, filed a few months ago. But before the agencies could provide the data, Verizon and Yahoo intervened and filed an objection on grounds that, among other things, they would be ridiculed and publicly shamed were their surveillance price sheets made public. Yahoo writes in its 12-page objection letter, and the link to that letter is actually here too. It's a PDF form. It says that if its pricing information were disclosed to Sagoen, he would use it to shame Yahoo and other companies and to shock their customers. Therefore, release of Yahoo's information is reasonably likely to lead to impairment of its reputation for protection of user privacy and security, which is a competitive disadvantage for technology companies, the company writes. Verizon took a different stance. It objected to the release. Another PDF here gives you Verizon's objection of its law enforcement legal compliance guide because it might confuse customers and lead them to think that records and surveillance capabilities available only to law enforcement would be available to them as well, resulting in a flood of customer calls to the company asking for trap and trace orders. Customers may see a listing of records, information, or assistance that is available only to law enforcement, Verizon writes in its letter, but call into Verizon and seek those same services. Such calls would stretch limited resources, especially those that are reserved only for law enforcement agencies. Other customers, upon seeing the types of surveillance law enforcement can do, might become unnecessarily afraid that their lines have been tapped, or call Verizon to ask if their lines are tapped, a question we cannot answer, meaning them, the callers. Verizon does disclose a little tidbit in its letter saying that the company receives tens of thousands of requests annually for customer records and information from law enforcement agencies, and they're getting paid for every darned one of them. Sogin filed his records request to discover how much law enforcement agencies and thus U.S. taxpayers are paying for spy documents and surveillance services with the aim of trying to deduce from this how often such requests are being made. Saccone explained in his theory on his blog is called Slight Paranoia. In the summer of 2009, I decided to try and follow the money trail in order to determine how often internet firms were disclosing their customers' private information to the government. I theorized that if I could obtain the price list of each ISP, detailing the price for each kind of service, and invoices paid by the various parts of the federal government, then I might be able to reverse engineer some approximate statistics. In order to obtain these documents, I filed Freedom of Information Act requests with every part of the Department of Justice that I could think of. The first DOJ agency to respond to this request was the U.S. Marshals Service, which indicated that it had price lists available for Cox Communications, Comcast, Yahoo, and Verizon. But because the company voluntarily provided the price list to the government, the FOIA allows the companies an opportunity to object to the disclosure of their data under various exemptions. Comcast and Cox were fine with the disclosure, Sogin reported. He found that Cox Communications charges $2,500 to fulfill a pen, register, trap, and trace order for 60 days, and $2,000 for each additional 60-day interval. It charges $3,500 for the first 30 days of a wiretap. These are one wiretap, right? And $2,500 for each additional 30 days. 30 days worth of a customer's call detail records costs $40. Comcast pricing list, which was already leaked to the internet in 2007, indicated that it charges at least $1,000 for the first month of a wiretap and $750 per month thereafter. But Verizon and Yahoo took offense at the request. Yahoo objected on grounds that its pricing constituted confidential commercial information and cited Exemption 4 of the Freedom of Information Act and the Trade Secrets Act. Exemption 4 of the FOIA, disclosure of commercial or financial information that could result in a competitive disadvantage to the company if it were publicly disclosed. So that's what they're using. Well, if our other companies know what we're charging, well, it's a competitive disadvantage. This is the excuses they're given. Rather than tell the public, not only are they taking all your info and selling it to all these agencies, they're wiretapping you when required by these agencies as well and getting paid big bucks for doing so. This is the real world we live in, eh? This is the new freedom that Mr. Bush talked about. And no one asked him in the media, please define new freedom, because he was giving you a legality. The new freedom. It was like the New Deal. The New Deal was a whole new way, apart away from the Constitution of the United States. It goes in our ears and out the other, you know. This article here is from Los Angeles Times. How things are racing ahead, too. And It's about microchip wristbands. Microchip wristband becomes a theme park essential under the technology section. At Precision Dynamics, what started out as a simple hospital ID product has become a high-tech admission pass, a cashless debit card, a hotel room key, and a way to reunite lost children with parents. 2nd of May by Hugo Martin. In a nondescript manufacturing plant in a quiet San Fernando cul-de-sac, a khaki green machine the size of a buffet table that sucks in bright pink ribbon and spits out one of the hottest features in theme parks. Here, Precision Dynamic Core, a company that began making plastic hospital wristbands out of a Burbank garage more than 50 years ago, has become the nation's top producer of a new microchip-enhanced wristband for amusement parks, concerts, resorts, and gyms. And I'll read where it goes on from there, because you know where it's going all, don't you? After this break.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. 718-615-0123. Call 718-615-0123. 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Reading an article about wireless wristbands and how they're getting used through all these amusement and theme parks. But it says here, the company leaders envision a future when they can expand the technology for use in border security and hospital identification, among other purposes. I should really add to this too, that I read an article a while back there where they'd used one of these types of wristbands with microchip built in on patients who had the flu shot about 2 years ago in one of the U.S. states. It was a trial to see how they would go in a pandemic scenario. But this could be used for anything, couldn't it? Anything. One day you'll have to have one of these chips either in you or on you before you can get into a grocery store. Alarms will go off and guards will come up and grab you. Oh, you haven't had all your shots, have you? And they'll lock you up. But yesterday, too, I mentioned about the smart meters. They're putting them in across Canada already. I got one put in a week or so ago. Not by choice. They just come and do it. We have a lot of choices in democratic countries like Canada. But this is from the Mail Online to do with the smart meters in Britain. And they go further in telling you what they're really for. I got the propaganda piece in Canada saying, well, we'll help you watch how much energy you're using. Here's the real reason here. Mail Online, £500 it costs. Smart meter for all, which could let energy firms cap use in homes. November the 30th, 2009. Smart meters for gas and electricity are set to be approved for installation across the country in a huge project that could cost homes and businesses more than £500 each. That'd be on top of the £40,000 each family is to pay now for the bailing out of the banks, as just reported in the papers today. The meters are being presented as the key to doing away with estimated bills and encouraging families to cut down on their energy use by showing them how much they're using. The huge scheme is to be unveiled by Climate Change Secretary Ed Miliband. Climate Change Secretary. Can you believe you've actually got a Climate Change Secretary? A belief system. You've got a priest on the government, eh? As part of a package of measures to cut the nation's carbon footprint. Huh. Ahead of the climate change summit in Copenhagen. So don't bother waiting. So the cost of the installation has been estimated by the government at £9 billion, while some analysts suggest the figure will be as high as £13.4 billion. Consumer groups fear that the major part of this bill will be passed on to householders and could add up to £515 per family over a 10-year period. Smart meters to be installed by 2020, that's how long it's going to take them over there, will allow power giants to read meters remotely, most likely via a link to the mobile phone network. What's two methods according to the pamphlet that left me? It says here, one's broadband across your electric wires and one's is FM. It will also allow companies to charge more during peak times. The meters could also be used to ration supplies across the network or cap electricity use in particular households to a certain threshold. They can turn you off. Well, what's going to come in is you're going to prepay according to your means, as Lenin would say. Everyone gets paid according to their means, meaning what level of society, how essential to society are you? That's really what it means. That's what the means test means. But eventually, if you pay in advance, if you go over that, they'll simply cut you off remotely. And as people get poorer and poorer, you can use more and more electricity. At least you'll know how much you're using. That's awfully good, awful nice of them, isn't it? They've already put them across most of Canada, and so now they're doing it in Britain and elsewhere across the planet. From Hamish, myself, and Geo Canada, it's good night to me, your God, or your gods go with you.
Introducing the new Go